The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
There's a lot of talk on TikTok this morning about a K-pop Forever tribute show which opened at the SSE Arena in Belfast last night. A lot of people I know travelled from this part of the country to attend that show, which is going to be coming to Dublin and to Galway as well. There were thousands of children and parents at the event in the SSE Arena, and lots of them dressed up as characters from that really popular Netflix film K-pop Demon Hunters. But the show, many people felt that it wasn't as good as it could have been. In fact, quite a few people appeared to have walked out during the show. So we'll be finding out what went wrong, what the complaint is, and what's going to be done about the show before it hits Dublin and Galway and the other places it is due to visit. Now, let's go back to that story in Austria. As I mentioned, an Austrian climber has been sentenced to a 5-month suspended prison sentence for gross negligent manslaughter following on from the death of his girlfriend. And Francoise Murphy is on the line now. You can hear me, Francoise? No. Okay, listen, we will go back to the K-pop story that I was just telling you about, which was took place in Belfast last night, the tribute show. It wasn't quite as people who attended the concert had hoped. A number of parents walked out. Megan Cahoon was there, and Megan is on the line. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
You were excited about this. Who did you go to the show with?
With my daughter, Sophia. She's 7.
So she was all excited about K-pop, and I know how exciting K-pop can be for people of that age. So you booked your tickets, you went along, and what was it like?
It was horrible. It was awful.
How was it awful and horrible, though? Describe it to us.
So basically went in. Now, there was a DJ and stuff at the start. Fantastic. All the kids were dancing. Brilliant. Then the group came on, and it was just silence. Like, everyone was just looking. The costumes that they were wearing wasn't appropriate for the kids' ages. The way they were dancing, just the whole experience. Their mics weren't working properly, so one minute they were singing, it was silent, and then they were screaming, and it was just a horrible experience.
So they were due to sing, like, it wasn't just a lip sync, which sometimes with those K-pop tribute things, they are lip syncing to the music, right? But that they were actually supposed to be singing, were they?
Take it, yes, they were, and it's so tell that they were lip syncing because they weren't like on cue. You could see their lips were moving different times. It was just, it looked like teenagers up on the stage that didn't have a clue what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned inappropriate costumes. What were they wearing?
Well, the girls were wearing skirts that you could actually see, like, underneath their skirts, hot pants, like bras. Just to me, that's not appropriate for children that age. And there was a lot of younger ones there as well.
Mm-hmm. Although you do see a lot of pop stars now wearing, you know, teeny tiny little costumes, don't you? But you felt that just went beyond what you found was you think is acceptable for 7-year-olds.
Yeah, and because it does say it's family oriented, and to me, that wasn't family oriented at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose what you expected to see was them to be dressed in K-pop Demon Hunters costumes, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't. I knew it was going to be a lot of different songs as well, but there was nothing. Like, it was so misleading the way the picture was when you're booking the tickets. You think they're even going to be dressed up as them characters, but they weren't. It was just normal people in wee skimpy outfits. And it was just, the kids were so disappointed, like, looking around the whole arena. People were leaving straight away. It was horrible. It was such a waste of money.
Oh, and the inappropriate dancing you mentioned as well. What was that?
Yeah, basically the guys are up grinding the women and things like that, which shouldn't be at a family-orientated show.
Uh-huh. So what did you do? Did you leave?
Well, we left, yeah. About 8 o'clock, we just got up and I just left because I thought no, because my daughter kept saying, when are they coming on? Like, when are they going to be dressed up? When are they coming on? And I was like, they're not, this is them. And she just sat with a face on her. Like, she had more fun, like I said, when the DJ was on and all the kids were up dancing. He was interacting with the crowd before they came on. Mm-hmm. You know, he should have probably stayed on the whole concert and it would have been better.
Was she upset?
She was cried the whole way home.
Oh, no,
she was
Megan.
Devastated.
What did you pay for the tickets?
£50 each.
So £100.
Yeah, £100 and then the parking and then obviously your snacks and stuff as well. It, you know, it wasn't cheap.
So you left, did you leave around 8 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, we left. Yeah, and a lot of people were leaving at the same time. The queue to the complaints desk was right back.
Yeah.
I've seen a girl actually had spoke to me and said she had booked a hotel and stuff, and she ended up leaving. She was disgusted.
I mentioned
and
that
she wasted her money on that. Yeah,
there's a lot on TikTok about this today, isn't there? I mean, there are a lot of people who weren't happy.
A lot of people weren't happy, and then there is a lot of people going, "Oh, you knew what you were paying for," but they don't understand. We're not just talking about that. We're talking about the actual performance of the show was horrendous. You know, it just wasn't put together well. It was just a horrible show.
Now, Aiken,
for that price.
Aiken Promotions are promoting the event. They say they're aware of the feedback. While many audience members enjoyed the performance, we understand that some attendees felt the show didn't meet the experience they had expected. We take all customer feedback seriously. Based on the information provided to us and the materials supplied by the tour's producers, we are satisfied that the event delivered an arena standard tribute to the wider K-pop genre as promoted. What do you think of that?
I don't agree, and I'm sure they obviously did not check, because that arena was nearly half empty when we were leaving.
Mm-hmm. They say
so
they
really need to take another look at that, because I guarantee you, I think there's a show on Monday. I don't think half the people will be going.
Yeah, I mean, there are sold out shows coming to this part of the world, in Dublin and in Galway,
yeah,
as I understand it. I mean, what do you want your money back, Megan, or are you happy to say?
Yeah, I have no, I want my money. I have emailed Ticketmaster and SSE, and I am waiting on response because I'm so unhappy with it. And I feel sorry for anyone that actually has still got to go to this concert, because it is awful.
Do you don't think there were just technical problems last night with some of the mics? Do you think that could have been?
Yeah, there was. No, it was just the whole show. The whole show was horrible. And everyone's saying, okay, it's K-pop, but they had K-pop Demon Hunters merch there. So why are they selling that? You know, they knew what they were doing with that picture. They knew they would sell. They wouldn't have sold out if people didn't think that was for K-pop Demon Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my honest opinion. They have misled people by that picture.
So it's,
and my, like, it's horrible.
Megan, it's back in Belfast, as you said, on the 23rd of February. That's sold out.
Yeah.
It's in Dublin on the 9th of March at 6 o'clock. And I'm not sure if that is sold out, but the one on the 10th of March is sold out. The one on the 9th of March is the extra date that has been added. Sold out in the 3 Arena on the 11th of March as well. Then we have the 16th of May back in Belfast, the 10th of June in Cork, an extra date added for that, because the 11th of June has been sold out as well.
I just feel sorry for anyone that's got tickets. And if it was me personally, I'd be asking for a refund now, or trying to sell the tickets on, because it's not. It's different if, I think if maybe the kids were teenagers, yeah, but not for a younger generation. It's just not appropriate.
Well, look, the show might change a lot, you know, given the feedback that you and others have been talking about and publicly talking about. Megan, thanks so much for sharing your experience at the SSE Arena in Belfast last night. If you were there, get in touch with us this morning. If you went to see K-pop at the SSE Arena in Belfast last night, WhatsApp us 087 1400 106. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.